In the name of Jesus, amen. By now, most of you know that at this point in the Christian funeral service, we speak as we begin in our Easter services, that joyful proclamation of the resurrection. So let's give it a try, shall we? Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. In the midst of the pain and the uncertainty at the time of death, the church has a message of life for her children. And that's why we begin with Christ is risen, the cry of Easter joy, and a focus on Christ for you. Even so, there's an almost irresistible urge for us to want to tell stories right now, isn't there? It's what our culture wants us to do, to find comfort in the things of this world. And yet that's not why we gather here today. Dare I say that Ralph himself wouldn't want us to tell each other about him, but about the one who holds him and has held him since Pastor Duker baptized him in 1926. Wouldn't Ralph rather you hear about the one that he taught about in all those Sunday school lessons, the one who brought him through the waters of his baptism, instead of about the child who was washed that day? I'm pretty sure he would, because as much as we would want to try to comfort each other with the stories about his Sunday school lessons or his nearly inhuman work ethic or his incredible kindness and honesty and fairness, those things would only speak of Ralph and not about his Lord Jesus. And although all of those things were parts and pieces that made up the man that we know and love, they only tell part of the story. In the last weeks of his earthly life, Ralph and I talked more than once about his change in status. How, yes, I understood that he needed to be up and around, that he needed to be out checking on this, and he needed to be out checking and tending on that. But work ethic aside, Ralph had moved into another vocation, that of the one being loved, of the one being served. It was hard for Ralph to hear that, but he understood, kind of. You can't always be in charge, Ralph. You can't always be in control. And in Psalm 46, the Lord Himself tells you that. You hear that the Lord God Almighty is the one who is in control, that the creator of the cosmos, the breather out of worlds, has all things in his hands, even when it seems like everything else is falling apart. It's right there in the first verses. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. There's no need to fear for those who are set safely in the fortress of the Lord God. And that's who the Lord is for Ralph. And that's who Ralph was for his family too. The rock, the example of the Lord's work in him. Marshaling the siblings all those times when Dad was out picking fruit. Being that place of refuge for his own children as well. But all of that, a mere reflection, an imperfect image of what Ralph's Lord did for him. He knew he could never measure up to the Lord's exacting standards of perfection, no matter how hard he tried, and no matter how much he encouraged. So he took comfort in Christ's work for him. And that's why St. Paul's letter resonates so well today. If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? All things. Everything needful. Not just the things of this life, but the things of eternity too. The love that a man has for his wife, especially one of 65 years, and the love that he has for his family is a great image, especially when the example is such a strident Christian man. But it doesn't capture the full depth of the Lord's love for his own children. For the love of the Lord God Almighty that he has for you is so much greater. And it's so hard to truly grasp and comprehend it. How can you really grasp the power that Christ Jesus himself speaks of today when he says, I say to you, an hour is coming and is now here when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son also to have life in himself. The very voice of the Lord will call the dead forth that they may live forever. When the Lord God speaks, it happens. So when Ralph was 19 days old, the Lord God himself spoke the words that gave Ralph life everlasting, a life that never ends. I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And from that point on, no matter the roaring and the foaming of the sea, the quaking and the trembling of the mountains, the uncertainty that this life threw at him, Ralph was safe in his Lord's hands. He was carried back in God's mysterious way to Golgotha and put to death with Christ. He was buried in Jesus' tomb and raised with him on that first Easter day. And so the blood of Christ covered Ralph with the forgiveness and life and salvation for all of eternity, just as it does for all those baptized into Christ. And there, Ralph now rests, safe and secure in the God of Jacob, our fortress, safe and secure before the Lord, where there is always day and no night. Safe and secure, resting in the Lord's glorious light with the beautiful songs of the angels and the archangels echoing across eternity. The crucified, risen, and glorified Christ, the Son of God and Son of Man, washed Ralph and made him his own. And when he washed you in your baptism too, he poured his blood of forgiveness upon you to make you as white as snow before himself. And so we will miss Ralph terribly. Yet there is comfort and there is peace in the knowledge that because Christ Jesus lives, Ralph lives in him also. And nothing will be able to separate him or us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. So may the God of Jacob, who is your fortress, grant you peace and comfort in the days ahead and fill you with his gifts, until you too stand with Ralph on the last day and enter into the new creation he's prepared, where all of God's people rest secure in Christ forever. Amen.